It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Coming to you throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and, of course, worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Yeah, the Nielsen ratings since mid-2017. Nielsen, by the way, is the global measurement and data analytics company. We have been in the top 10 in New York AM radio at the 10 o'clock hour since, I believe it's May of 2017. It's a great honor. We just recently came in number 3. That's unbelievable. And of course, that it's a testament to the great loyalty. And I really appreciate the great audience that we have here at Mind Your Business. Of course, you've come to expect, and rightly so, that we provide you great business content week in and week out. And of course, today is going to be a very special guest, a dear friend of mine. A real brain. But you know what's great about him? I keep you in suspense just for a minute or so. It's radio. Hey, that's what radio is all about. But what's great about this guest is that he has a wealth of knowledge, and yet at the same time, he has a way of explaining it in such simple terms that it's just, it's very refreshing, really, for everyone out there. This radio show, as we've just touched on, is all about you, and it's how to get you ahead in today's business world. And we cover a tremendous range of professions and categories and business. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain direct tips, strategies, advice, everything to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we must open with the thank yous. We must say thank you. That's being a mensch. My guest is also a mensch. He could be tough when he has to, but otherwise he's a mensch. That laugh is giving it away. Special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role, in particular, Cirilli. I got to give a special shout out and clap to thank you. Okay. And to Michal, Malka, Tova, Miriam, Dina, and of course to the great folks at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. And of course, we're syndicated on so many channels. Just to list off a few, we have a robust YouTube channel, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Player.fm, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, and the list goes on. You can access every single past guest by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. So often I'm asked about the show that we had with John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple, Dick Schulz, the chairman emeritus of Best Buy. You want to hear their knowledge? They have a lot. They had a lot to share. They shared it on the show. You can access their entire episode by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Without further ado, I'm going to share who my guest is. It's none other than my good friend, noted business attorney and consultant, and also keynote speaker, Richard Solomon. Richard, welcome back to Mind Your Business on 77 WABC.
Happy New Year. Happy New Decade.
And you know,
and thank you for the honor of being a part of such a great enterprise.
Thank you. And you are a part of it, an integral part of it. And folks, that's why I wanted to get Richard on. Here's why. You know, we're heading into, it's a brand new fiscal year for many. It's a new decade. Let me get a guest on who understands it, gets it, who could talk from a business aspect, can talk from a litigation aspect, can talk from so many different aspects to say, you know what, from a accountability, to say, you know, let's give some good common sense tips and tricks and advice to the listeners on how to get ahead, start off the year right. I mean, they're listening to it. It's already January 5th. I get that. By the way, special shout out to all the Jews that celebrated around the world as the culmination of the Daf Yomi cycle. This past Wednesday, there was a beautiful event at MetLife Stadium. Before that, in Binyanei Huma last Saturday night. And of course, as we speak, there was an event that took place in Manchester by Dirshu. Events all around the world. Congratulations. And, you know, special shout out and a mazel tov to all of you. Now getting back to the business aspect at hand, Richard, people make New Year's resolutions. you know, it's to many, the reason why they don't get ahead is because it's just too daunting. Like, where do I start? Okay, so it's a new year. How do I make goals? So if it's okay, maybe we could start off with something that may seem simple, but is that, you know, is it important for a person's own computer to be updated? Software, backups. Let's perhaps walk the listeners through all that, which would seem to be basic to many, but at the same time is overlooked, unfortunately, sometimes to, again, God forbid, someone's own detriment.
We are more than ever dependent on technology. If you think about it, between the cell phones, the tablets, the network systems, mm-hmm. the internet, our own word process files, all the data that you need for financial accounting. So one of the things I tell all the clients that I represent this time of the year, start to make sure that you have good backup software, you're backing up your photos, your cell phones, your videos, your spreadsheets. It's a new year. Make sure everything's all backed up. It's not necessarily, a lot of people talk about the cloud, but I like all kinds of backup. You know, if you can, you could back up to these CDs that are called 100-year CDs. They're kind of like got a thin gold plate on them, and mm-hmm. they're supposedly rated for 100 years. You should have a fireproof safe in your office where you keep maybe copies of these items. Because, you know, if there's a power failure, what good is the cloud, you know? Right. Right, everybody talks about the cloud, but you need your own cloud,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I tell people, multiple copies, redundancy. Memory is very, very cheap. The other thing that people really have to do is upgrade all of your software. Make sure that all your malware protection, all your antivirus software is all up to date. Make sure your operating system is current. This month, mm-hmm. Windows 7 support is going to conclude. Now, we've gone through this before. You know, there was XP, and then they ended XP
right.
support,
right.
and the 7, and 7 support ends. And there are people out there, I know them, they still are using dot matrix printers and Windows XP, and they want to get the last
floppy disk,
the last mile on the car. I mean, they just want to drive it until it's just a junk heap. But considering the threats out there,
right.
You're more vulnerable by having older software and things that really aren't up to date or supported anymore. So
how important is it for a company where things are smooth and everything is going good to actually do like a almost like a fire drill, if you will, to actually test it to see, is my backup really working? Yes, I know I'm getting billed every month by the backup company, but like, have you tested it? Is that important?
Well, backing up really should be an ongoing process. You should be backing up certain things daily. You should be backing up certain things, you know, at nighttime. You know, if you're big enough, you'll have an IT person, mm-hmm. and the IT person will take care of it. But at the very least, you know, we all have vulnerabilities that we don't think about. We have just sort of one file that we keep on the laptop, and we'll get to it, you know.
Right.
And then
right.
and we go from the laptop, and then we'll print it out, and then we'll go to the office, and maybe we'll do something else, or we'll just change it to a PDF and shoot it out as an email.
Mm-hmm.
But then we don't necessarily keep the actual copies of any of this stuff. So what I do is I usually walk around with just a zip key. It's just a simple USB thumb drive. And by the way, those do fail. It's kind of amazing. Mm. So you need to have things on some drives, but you should have a couple of backups.
Also off-site.
Off-site's key, because if there's a catastrophe, we all know from Hurricane Sandy
right.
how many businesses were flooded out. And one of the things they always say about backing up is that when they talk about off-site backup, mm-hmm. they mean off-site.
I mean, off-site, a few miles away, not
right.
next door.
It could be Colorado for New York, you know, just something so it's all spread out. But if you have your zip keys, if you have your 100-year CDs, your fireproof safe, your multiple USB keys, the cloud-based things, you're going to be in a decent position. You need to be able to recover from natural disasters and things even like ransomware. I still have come across clients who, mm-hmm. you know, their data's been all locked up. And, you know, if you want your data back, it's $1,200. I know that there are some kinds of devices, I won't mention any particular brands, but they have read-only memory. and they're sort of just kind of hardwired. They won't really do a lot, but they're sort of considered to be virus-proof. That's one strategy. Some people use things like different kinds of operating systems to avoid. But a good broad-based general practice is update your viruses, your antivirus software, update all of your operating systems, make sure you have multiple levels of backup, things that you carry with you. In case of a problem, you just take your zip key or you pull the hard drive and you exit the building with your data. You know, if there's a fire or some kind of catastrophe, you want to be able to just grab something and run out the door with it. It's good to have. Don't underestimate the importance of a fireproof safe, a fireproof, waterproof safe. It doesn't have to be something that's criminal proof. It just needs to be disaster proof. And it's good to have that. And most people don't have that anymore.
My guest this evening is none other than Richard Solomon, noted attorney. And actually, radio, you're on FM,
yes,
right?
Yeah, I'm on WCW.
Give a plug for it.
Well, I'm on WCWP 88.1 FM, but all of my media can be found at thesolomonchannel.com.
I love that name. The Solomon Channel. One bright individual there. thesolomonchannel.com. And you can find all those things. He actually, a lot of people like this. He wrote the book, How to Fight Tickets and Win?
It was called Winning in the New York Small Claims Courts.
Winning in the New York Small
Claims. But we do give advice and have done seminars on things on truck regulation. And, you know, what most people don't realize is when the summons is issued by an agency or a police officer, the actual defense starts at the time that they start writing the ticket. But we talk about that's a separate show.
Excellent. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. 2020. This marks the 6th calendar year of this show. Can you imagine? We started in 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Our 6th calendar year. Wow. Amazing content week in and week out. And we wanted to start off this year by having a presentation and to present to the great listeners tips and techniques to make you successful in the year ahead. And that's why I have none other than Richard Solomon next to me. Richard, thank you so much for joining me once again here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for just the honor to be with you.
It's
and
so
to
special.
Share
the
some
relationship
of the information
is special.
With everyone out there.
And, you know, another plug just about Richard Solomon that I'm going to say, you know, on the air with tens of thousands of listeners is that it's hard to find someone who's so good at what he does as an attorney. He could be, let me tell you, you don't want to be against him. You want to have him on your side. That is clear. Yet at the same time, he's a mensch. You could talk to him. He thinks things through. He's not cutthroat. But at the same time, you want him on your side. That's okay. By the way, how can people get in touch with you?
516-371-4924 during business hours, and thesolomonchannel.com is the perfect way to find me.
And then, of course, they could click on the link and email you, etc. Yeah. Okay, in the first installment of tonight's program, we talked about some very critical tips about computers and the way we access them and to ensure that everything is backed up. If you're just tuning in now, by Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and that's where you could listen to it on your favorite. On the website, it shows if you like to listen to it on Spotify, on Google, Google Play, iTunes, whichever channel, whichever platform you enjoy, it will be accessible to you. Now let's move to another aspect, Richard, which is paper files, especially for, not the millennials, the people that got started in business in 60, 70, 80, 90. We all grew up paper, and loads of paper, piles of paper, etc. Now, what's your take, especially from the vantage point as an attorney? Can people go ahead and shred it? Should people be shredding things? How long do you have to save paperwork for? Is it okay just to have a digital file? Perhaps you could really slice that open and explain it all to the listeners.
Well, there's different reasons to keep different kinds of records. So I always defer to the experts on certain things, such as for tax. Ask your CPA, how long should I hold on to my financial records? Because everybody has a different circumstance. Some people are under audit. Some people are facing an audit. So you can't really purge anything, even if it's old. You may want to keep legacy documents, as we call it. As a broad rule, and this is just general, I would say that you don't need a lot of paper, say, before 2010. But there are always exceptions.
Means 10 years is kind of the rule?
10 years, well,
in general.
Look, the statute of limitations on contracts in New York State is 6 years. So anything that's 6 years, but just as a rough rule, because it's a new decade, if you really have items before 2010, you have to ask yourself, why are you keeping them? It's good to get rid of clutter. Offices can get cluttered.
Oh, sure.
And even when we have the paperless office, it seems that, the post office brings in and the fax and email and printouts and books and everything.
And suddenly, boom.
It's funny.
Where's my desk?
There's really no such thing as a vacuum, So what happens is we have all this paper, and then what do? We put it in the corner. We put it in a file. And then it sits there.
And it starts to grow.
Right.
So it's like a tree. You put the seed in the ground, and suddenly, 2 years later, 3 years later, this thing's growing. What happened? I know paper comes from trees, but that pile's getting bigger.
Right. And then, of course, when you have the famous office avalanche, when you put just the one thing too many, and then it slides right down. And you're like, maybe I should clean. So it's always a good time of the year this year because taxes are on the horizon. People have to understand the time to file your taxes is not that far away. Everybody says, it's we have time. But time really passes very, very quickly. And the estimated taxes are due on January 15th, more or less. I don't know the exact date this year, but it's always around that time. Mm-hmm. So that's the last quarterly payment for the last tax year. Mm-hmm. And then you have to start thinking of corporate returns. And then also because, you're thinking about taxes, that gives you a chance to reflect, how did I do last year? How did we do last year? Mm-hmm. And then it's, what should we do differently? Mm-hmm. Is it time to do A, B, and C? Is it now time to hire? One interesting thing about talking about taxes, and this is maybe off the outline a little bit, is this is the best time of the year to start incorporating or start new businesses. I always tell people,
why is that? Yeah.
Well, think about this. Sometimes people come to me after Thanksgiving and they say, I want to start a new business.
Right.
And I'll say, maybe we should start the business January 2nd. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to pay taxes and file taxes and all those things for 3 or 4 weeks, how much business
for that?
Yeah. So the point is between Thanksgiving, people are busy. And then the first 2 weeks of December, there's some activity, but people are in more of wind down mode than mm-hmm. you know, startup mode. Mm-hmm. And then the last week, a lot of people are on vacation. A lot of businesses are closed. People are in holiday mode. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, unless you're really going to be bringing in a lot of money and you're really going to be doing something that really makes sense, you could hold off your new idea, your new business, until afterwards and then get started.
I want to ask you a question on that, Richard, yeah. because perhaps just for clarification, let's say someone has this new idea. So you're saying, you know, perhaps execute it, but I would think it's okay to get started with other things, let's say looking into the lease of your property, buying some equipment. You're saying maybe just the setup of the financial documentation. Because are you saying they should suppress all ideas?
No. What I'm saying is this. If you have just merely an idea.
Okay.
And you're at the idea phase.
Okay.
And you're thinking about launching.
And you grab an LLC, which is then going to make you...
I'll say grab the LLC next year. But if you have something that's really going to start and make money now, then today's
the day. Of
course,
take it. Of course.
Right. Yeah. But my attitude is a lot of people say, I have an idea, and I'm like, I don't know if this is the right time to launch anything.
I got you.
I don't know if it's the right time to spend money to file papers, get the bank account.
Then wait to January.
Wait a little bit, because you'll push... Because remember... The income you earn in 20 doesn't really get accounted for in the taxes till 21. Right. Whereas if you started it in 19, then it's only a few months away. You have to hire an accountant, do a return. And what's your return going to say? Maybe either no income or just a loss of income.
Right.
So, yeah.
So let's stay on the idea about taxes just for, another moment or two. Most people, in their mind, it's all about April 15th. Yeah, I got, you come to them, it's March 28th, 29th. I got two more weeks. What's the big deal?
And there's always coffee.
Perhaps you could still walk us back, besides the fact that there are some deadlines that are approaching already in mid-January, why is it so important, healthy, if you will, to get a jump on it, be in touch with your professional early on and kind of get it out of the way?
Well, the first thing is let's talk about our tax professionals. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to hand the papers in on April 13th, but the CPA profession is just, inundated.
Right. There's only so much capacity at that hour.
So the people who are sort of on track a little bit early mm-hmm. are starting to get their corporate information put together now. If they have a very small business with simple information, maybe you run the spreadsheet, you run your QuickBooks, Quicken kind of programs, mm-hmm. you get your first drafts out, and you, by secured method, mm-hmm. get them to your tax professional. This way you're sort of ahead of the pack. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll make sure that you won't need an extension by any means,
right.
and you'll get the ball rolling. Now, there's always... See, the thing is, there's always kind of tax deadlines, because when you think about it, if you're paying sales tax, some people pay sales tax more frequently than others.
Right.
Some businesses once a year because they don't have much
others,
of a...
I think a quarterly or a monthly.
Right, some people are weekly depending on what you have. So for those kind of people, there's always payroll tax. There's always things that are happening, but... In the big picture, what's really due is, there's the corporate returns, the LLC, LLP, other kinds of returns, and then there's the personal returns. And you really want to get started now. You may need to find things, and that takes a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're missing some documents, or you need to get it from a third party. So you want to make sure that you're marshaling all your paper. One of the things that I like to recommend mm-hmm. is loose leaves. Get your loose leaf, get the tabs. January through December, start putting the bank statements in, put copies of the checks, of the receipts of important things that you're deducting. Make sure that you have the electronic files all put together, run the reports, put that in the front, hand that to your tax professional. Now, this really applies to the smaller businesses, the mm-hmm. mom and pops. Mm-hmm. Bigger businesses are more electronic and maybe have internal bookkeeping and even inside accountants. But as a general rule, it starts now. It really does. Party's over.
My guest this evening is none other than Richard Solomon. You could find out more about what he does and to get him on your team, visit thesolomonchannel.com, thesolomonchannel.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining me here on Sunday, January 5th. My guest is none other than Richard Solomon, the Richard Solomon of the Solomon Channel. Richard, it's always an honor and a pleasure to sit with you behind the mic here on 77 WABC.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity.
In the last segment, we touched on initially, and then we pivoted into taxes, which was, of course, so critical. We touched on the importance of shredding, getting rid of old documents. You even talked about the tower. What did you refer to that?
The avalanche.
The avalanche.
The office avalanche.
You start saving paperwork, and it starts piling up and piling up. Then it's around 6 feet high. You have to, like, climb up on a stool to get to the top. And then suddenly, and it comes collapsing down. And you're like, maybe I really don't need it all. So perhaps you can explain... by the way, a general note of caution, of course, always speak to your professional.
Yes.
Because there could be circumstances that are not something that are that just in a show like this can be touched on. So therefore, please make sure to speak to your professional about your particular set of circumstances. But in general, I'm now going to turn to Richard. What are your suggestions on when things can be shredded, how long you have to save it for, how long should you keep it on file, and even... is it okay to move things off to digital storage?
Well, just to amplify the point, certain documents you just got to keep, deeds, titles, maybe title insurance policies, wills, all that stuff belongs either in safes or in multiple places, mm-hmm. or, you know, depending on wills, maybe you want to actually file that in a court somewhere. But that's, I'll leave it to the professionals mm-hmm. on those categories. Mm-hmm. On the mundane things, credit card receipts and all kind, you know,
right.
certified receipts from the post office,
right.
things
Verizon
like that.
Verizon bills yeah. and Con Ed.
You know, generally, you don't really need to keep, what we recommend to a lot of our clients is for those kinds of bills and receipts, scan them. Just, you know, when you write the check, take the check, the backup, scan it, and then shred it. And then you actually don't have to think about what your purge policy will be. Mm. The problem is we all have project files and client files, and that's really one of the issues. Well, I had a client, maybe he'll come back, maybe she'll come back, I don't know. So you keep it, but then you keep all this stuff.
Right, and it just piles up. That's right. The avalanche.
And then what you did for people 20 and 30 years ago may not really be relevant anymore, even if it's things like architecture, think, you know, styles and technology keep changing. So you have to kind of look through your files and say, why am I really holding on to this? I think I remember an expression that clutter is a reflection of indecision. Because you don't really know how to process the paper. You don't know what to do with it, so it kind of just sits there waiting for something to happen, which is usually like an avalanche or a purge.
Right. That's a profound thought about it. It's a reflection of indecision. That's
right.
Interesting.
Right, because paper needs to be acted upon. And one good way to sort of have your cake and eat it is if you scan it, you always have it. And because storage is so inexpensive, you could have 50 years of almost anything all on, you know, a little hard drive.
And this reminds me, we had on the show a couple of months ago Amanda Holmes. She's the daughter of Chet Holmes, who wrote the book The Ultimate Sales Machine. And one of his principles, and she talked about it on the show, is touch it once. There's a rule called touch it once. If you're going to touch that email or you're going to touch a piece of paper, a folder, that means basically touch it once means make a decision on it.
Yeah.
Don't just put it back down and say, oh, I'll get to it, because then you're just kicking the can down the field and you're going to have to deal with it at some point. Now, of course, common sense always has to rule. If someone's on the other line on the phone, he's on hold, and you wound up touching a folder, it doesn't mean keep the person waiting on hold and lose an account. Of course not. You got to use common sense. But Richard,
move the paper, and I can't stress the importance of shredding. There's a lot of identity theft out there. There's a lot of personal information, even on phone bills, who you talk to, when you talk to them. Shred it. Just get a good shredder. Shred everything. Scan. There are professional companies out there that actually will take your stuff and scan it. There are professional companies that come in and shred everything if you have big volumes right. of material that needs to be shredded. The solutions are out there. And you know, think about this. What is the cost of real estate? It's really expensive per foot. When you put those boxes of paper in the corner of your office, you're spending a lot of money to store paper. You know, it's
people don't think of it like
No, especially think of Manhattan. Probably, you know,
right.
one of the most expensive
square foot is
right. What's a square foot on Park Avenue?
Forget it.
Right? And you have 25 boxes of paper in the corner of your office. Now, some of it is, you know, let's say you're a lawyer and you have paper and it's litigation files and you got to go to court with paper. There is no paperless litigation. You know, you need your trial notebook. You need exhibits to actually hand to mm-hmm. court clerks and mm-hmm. witnesses to go over. So, but at some point that trial will end and the paper will still exist. And then you keep it. And after a while, maybe those 25 boxes should be scanned.
And boom.
And then
shredded.
Shredded, yes.
You know, people do make New Year's resolutions about losing weight, getting into shape. This is just a question that I want to, you know, discuss openly, because many executives don't have the time to go out and exercise and for physical fitness, et cetera. Yet at the same time, it does impact a person's ability to act quickly, to think sharply. Perhaps you could, you know, elaborate on that.
Well, one of the resolutions that we talked about in pre-production was keeping healthy snacks, water, fresh fruit, bananas, grapes. I know that we like, as a society, to have shelf-stable foods.
Right.
Potato chips.
Right.
You know, right? They last forever, and, you know, they're tasty. But, you know, and you don't, if you buy them today, they're good months from now. That banana, not so much.
Yeah, right? It's good for a week or so, and
right?
That's it.
You know, and that's stretching it, you know?
Yeah.
So think about having nuts, dried fruit, in moderation, you know, because there's a lot of sugar and all this stuff. But you want to have, we all get hungry, and we don't have time. And the urgency is, I need to just have something quick. And you want to just have good choices available. Water, you know, fruit.
Right.
You know, right. You know, nuts, trail mix, whatever. Right. It's good to have that. And if you strategically place it in the office, it's there. And you should just maybe once a month, a quarter, make sure that there's just things like that in the refrigerator, in the office, or in the pantry, or whatever, in the secret desk drawer. You know, Great advice. Protein bars, things like that. It's just good to have it out, because you don't want to start eating junk food. And if you make the habit, you know, they always talk about habits in business.
Right, right.
If you do the habit, it becomes a routine. Yeah. And it's the routines that will save all of us. So a lot of things what we're talking about is developing healthy habits for your business by starting right in the new year, which is do your taxes, get rid of clutter, upgrade your software, you know, have good hardware, clean house, reinvigorate yourself and your business. So this is all about good habits.
Oops. Now, even though time is flying, we have only roughly 20-25 minutes left. I you know, there's still a lot to cover in terms of being prepared. And I would love to, you know, ask you, as a noted attorney, Richard, perhaps some tips about protecting yourself from litigation, trying to be in a position that an entity doesn't even get into trouble in the first place initially. Are there any, any tips that you can give out there as a noted attorney?
Okay, as a good rule, you should probably follow the following habits. You need to have a good document retention policy. What are we keeping? Why are we keeping them? And how is that going to work? Shredding information. Keeping things that are confidential. Confidentials. You know, remember the old stamp that said confidential?
Right.
That's really not a bad thing to still have. It's probably a good practice not to put everything in email and text. You know, we live in a society where we don't really talk to each other anymore. And we're in the communication business,
that's right.
So at least we do it. But what's lost today is true interpersonal communication.
Mm-hmm.
On a good business level, it's good to get on the phone and talk to people. It's more personal. It's more clear. I think that emails and texts can be interpreted a lot of different ways. Can be interpreted as dismissive, because when you say yeah, are you saying yeah? But yeah, you know,
right? That's right. Right. Positive or negative.
Right. I think a lot of litigation is caused by uncertainty, ambiguity,
sloppiness.
Yeah, those are all the kinds of things. And then, well, I thought, right? Well, I thought we were going to do this. Or one of the things that always seems to be apparent in litigation is expectation and result not matching. I was supposed to get this, but you only delivered that. And that leads to disappointment, frustration, anger, and that usually results in litigation. Mm. Of course, people have to keep their promises and, you know, things like that. So it's good to put a lot of things in writing, but specific writing. Everybody should sit down and have clarity. What are we going to do? All right, we're going to do a radio show. What are we going to talk about? I don't know. We'll just figure it out when we get there. we'll just sling it out, and then we'll just, you know.
It doesn't work like that.
We'll just Dropbox it. It'll be fine. Mic check? What's that? You know? So take the time to plan. I know that there's a book called, like, Death by Meeting, but you do need to have some meetings.
Right.
But they need to be productive and short.
Right. And that's a great point that you raised, because everything in life comes down to circumstances, moderation, however you want to slice it. But at the end of the day, let's say meetings. If a person's going to be in meetings all day long, they're not going to be able to accomplish things. Yet at the same time, there were some people that said, okay, we're going to go meetingless. We're just not going to meet. That's throwing out the baby with the bathwater, because then how do you have communication with a number of people at the same time? How are you getting across what, especially if it's from management down to the team, if you're not going to have a meeting and everyone's at the same table at the same time, there's lost communication. So that's a critical point that you're raising. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is when people are working together as teams, you need to periodically check in to make sure that their trajectory is really on course.
Right.
Because sometimes you may have person A veering to the right, person B veering to the left, and they're going to crash in the middle because...
Or they're just going to be miles apart. Right. Because
you need a centralization of from command. And there does need to be sort of a command structure of people on the top who are leading, not necessarily in a bad way, but directing and encouraging and nurturing. You know, a lot of times I see too many people in business not nurtured, not advised. They're kind of off on their own. We do need advisors. We really do. That's why there are so many accountants and lawyers and HR people and marketing consultants, people who, you know, that web sign you did on the napkin last night? Not so great. No, we could do a little bit better. That's why, website with brains, things like that. You want, it's good to collaborate. It's good to be part of trade groups and associations and to be a part of that stuff too.
Richard, before we go to a commercial break, perhaps you could share, how can people get you on their team?
The best place is thesolomonchannel.com because we have YouTube and radio, and like you, we have a long history of great guests who give great information. I'm involved with my father's place, which is an entertainment venue in Roslyn. So I get to interview some of the rock musicians and the back. In fact, some of the artists I've interviewed have been around for 50 years or more.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool. And they tell great stories. And we're actually doing this year, 2020, we're live from my father's place television.
Really?
And I'm the producer of that. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. I'll be on WVVH.
And when do you
Sometime later this month. I figure on the safe side,
by February.
Yeah, by February of 2020 we'll be. So we'll have a TV show. We're doing the radio show, which is My Father's Place Radio.
By the way, Richard's extremely high capacity. I could tell you that. So you're probably wondering, I'd love to get him as my attorney, but how's he going to have time? He figures it out. That I could tell you from live experience. So if someone wants to retain you as their attorney, how could they, what approach?
During business hours, you could always give us a call at 516-371-4924. That's the office number. The Solomon Channel's got a great little way to find us. And,
amazing.
And then if you have truck regulation issues, 346broadway.com is a
346broadway.com.
Because that was the address of the court way back when that you get arraigned at.
You are so sly. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. We're here for the home stretch of tonight's show, which is basically start off the year right. Start off the year right. You're running a business. There's so many aspects. We touched on many of them in the first few episodes of this amazing show tonight. In case you're just tuning in, the good news is, as most listeners know by now, although many, I still get questions about it all the time, like, oh, I missed the show, or I tuned in at the end, how can I listen to it? It's all good. MYBRadio.com. MYBRadio.com for Mind Your Business. That simple. MYBRadio.com. There you can access tonight's show and every single past guest. And you could listen to it in the way you enjoy consuming your media. You like? Are you Spotify? Are you iTunes? Google Play? C-Suite Radio? They all are accessible easily by going to MYBRadio.com, MYBRadio.com. Or if you just go straight to the platform of your choice and you type in Mind Your Business, we will come up. Well, my guest this evening is none other than Richard Solomon, noted business attorney, and he has his hand in a lot of stuff. You can find out more about him by going to thesolomonchannel.com, thesolomonchannel.com. Richard, we only have around 8 minutes left, 8-9 minutes left, and we still have quite a bit to cover. So
we'll pack it in.
As you somehow always manage to do in any of your cases or anything. You just make it all happen. Let's just touch on, and then I want to go into goal setting, which is such a critical exercise and so overlooked by so many people, either because it's too daunting or whatever. We'll get to that last. We'll end off the show with that. But just to touch on, you know, how important is it for people to stay on top of the latest licensing requirements or any type of changes in law that take place either on the federal, state, or local level? Perhaps you could just share some insights on that.
Real fast, this time of the year, a lot of new laws are kicking in. There's new laws on minimum wage. There's certain kinds of training that you have to have in your business. There's certain, in the real estate industry, there's certain changes in the continuing education realm. In terms of taxes, there's new obligations and requirements on how you account for insurance. So I actually don't know a lot of the different nuances, but this is the great opportunity for your HR people, your accounting and finance people, and your legal people to ask the important question of what new laws are either coming online right now or on the horizon that I need to embrace, know, and take action on so that I can be in full compliance. Because every year, you know, things happen, you know, December 31st or January 15th or whatever, and you might as well make sure that you're in compliance. You don't ever want to get a letter that says your audit failed to show this or you're not doing this or we didn't see your report on that. And there's all kinds of things out there. For example, I think in the first 30 days of the year or something thereabout, there are certain tax forms. If you're like a New York State LLC, LLP, there's another form you have to fill with another tax. I'm not a financial professional, but I rely upon my financial professionals to say, oh, did you do A, B, and C? Because they're due in 30 days. Right. You know, so that's make sure that that's all. Reach out. That's why you have all these people on your team.
Richard, in the last roughly 5 minutes, let's talk about probably the most important aspect, and that is goal setting. We all kind of go through life and, you know, just swing it as it comes along and deals with each day as it comes at us. How important is it, and perhaps you could then elaborate and share suggestions and tips, to take a step back, maybe even step out of the office to do this and to have with a clear head and start charting out, what's my 30-day plan? What's my 3-month plan? What's my 6-month? What's my year? What's my 3-year plan? And what suggestions could you share to actually give people the, not just the impetus, but good practical guidance to actually see that through?
Well, what you should do is right now your calendar is pretty much open. Wide open. So I say to everybody, when are you going to take time off to refresh yourself? So why don't you try to plan some vacations and some vacation time now? Block them off from now. Get the reservations in now even if it is much later, 6 months from now, because they'll be locked in. You'll get, I guess, ostensibly decent enough rates. And then you have the certainty that those are the times I'm going to have for myself to take off, because we tend to do so many things reactively.
Right.
Right. You know, what happens? We go to an office, the phone rings, we respond to it. The mail comes in, we respond to it. The email says, I need this now. So we're always in sort of reaction mode, but we need to sort of take a little bit of a progressive move, which is to get in front of that. And first thing is clear the calendar, find out what can we do for ourselves. Next thing I would suggest is, what are the trade shows and classes and things like that that are on the horizon that you should put in the calendar? Every trade show, every trade group has trade shows in different places. Some you have to travel to. Some are here, right here in the New York City area. I would look, you know, as a radio host, I look at all the different events. I remember when the Star Trek 50 show was at the Javits Center, and I wanted to cover that for the radio. So, you know, you have to apply for your press pass and make sure it's all, and then make sure that you don't have litigation that conflicts with it and all the other stuff. So you're trying to lock all those things in. A lot of people have professional education requirements. You don't want to get jammed in the end of the year, so spread them out a little bit. For lawyers, for example, we have to take 24 credit hours every 2 years right now, but then there's certain nuances and variations. I'm just going to give the broad answer. Well, you don't really want to take 24 credits in like 3 days, you know, right before the deadline, or ask for a waiver, you know. So spread them out. Look at what's on the scheduling out there for interesting classes, things that are important for your business. It's good to think about not networking groups. I'm not big on networking groups, but important professional associations that you need to be belong to, and at least check in with once in a while. There's always bar associations and trade groups and continuing ed, and those are good places to meet people. Make sure you have your business cards. Talk to people. You know, everybody talks about the internet, but I still think that the real social media is actually being in the world, meeting people, shaking hands, being with them, and brainstorming.
So, Richard, if I may, I still want to just hold on to the original question, even though you did in a general way answer it. But for someone that is like hearing the idea and saying, you know what, I really should write down a 30-day plan, a 3-month plan, a 1-year plan, a 3-year plan, what suggestions can you share on that?
All right. The first thing I tell people is write a to-do list.
Because, write it down. Yeah, pen to paper.
Right. And carry it with you. And then there's a great joy in crossing it off.
Right. That's true.
And then you should add to it, because there's, you know, there are many times when you're on the subway, you're, and all of a sudden, like, a thought just pops in your head. You know, I should do this. Or, you know, we should do this. So I think, you know, and then also ask yourself, looking back, you know, because we're trying to be retrospective, what did I do last year and what didn't I do that I should have done?
Yeah.
And put that down. Is it time to expand? Is it time to push social media a little bit more? Is it time to focus a little bit more on education? Should we now break the ice and hire somebody to do A, B, and C?
Right.
Do we need an internal person? Do we need an external person? is it time to think about when our leases are up? Should we stay where we are? Should we go? So you kind of have to really sit down with all the people in your office and ask, what are our goals? What could we? What is reasonable to achieve? And what can we get accomplished now? What do we want to end the year looking at?
Richard, I know this is not a surprise to you because you're on radio. How fast does the time fly on radio?
I know it's only 60 minutes, you know, it's, an hour. But there's faster 60 minutes than others.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, this wraps up a great edition. First, before we sign off, Richard, how could people find out more information and get in touch with you?
The Solomon Channel's all O's, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, thesolomonchannel.com. That's the best place.
Richard, it's always great to get together with you anytime, and especially on the radio.
Well, thank you for starting the decade.
Amazing.
That's a great place to start the decade.
Well, we're out of time, so tune in again next Sunday night for more great business content right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.